This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
The world is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
Take the children and yourself and hide out in the cellar.
Welcome back. I'm Roger Stone, of course, sitting in for Alex Jones. If you're calling, again, our number is 800-259-9231. We're going to be taking some more calls a little later in the program. But joining me now is the great Paul Joseph Watson. I apologize that I'm not wearing my bowler this time, but perhaps next time.
Hey, Roger, good to be back.
Great to see you again. So you had a terrific piece on refugees that we rolled earlier in the program. And as I pointed out, Anna Navarro of CNN was on Twitter yesterday praising the French president. What's to praise? It looks to me like their country is under siege from these swarms of Arab thugs. Islamic thugs raping people, destroying public property, attacking private citizens, commandeering people's homes. This is a wave that appears to me to be heading towards America, but for one man, Donald J. Trump.
No, I mean, Europe is a warning to America, Roger, and we see that again today. And it's because of the left, their spineless, suicidal immigration policies, that this is the new normal. We have another armed terror raid in Paris today where they tried to intercept, or were successful, thankfully, in intercepting two individuals they said may have had explosives. So we have that taking place. We have a situation in Sweden where they actually did a test, a bone density test of these individuals who claimed to be child refugees. Now, they were ordered to do this by the Swedish government. This is an official test. 3 out of 4 of these, quote, child refugees are not child refugees. They're over the age of 18. So this policy, Roger, is being completely abused. We have a situation in the Mediterranean where ISIS is paying for these migrants from African countries to get across the Mediterranean so they can afford to pay the people smugglers. The NGOs are in criminal direct contact with the people smugglers. They arrive in Italy, they've got beheading videos on their phones, they've got ISIS flags. Half of them disappear into the underground once they reach Italy, and we wonder why we keep seeing these attacks and the attacks that have been prevented, Roger. You know, between Westminster and Manchester, they stopped 5 terrorist attacks in the UK alone. So it's not just the attacks that are happening. It's the plots that continue to be conducted behind the scenes. And the refugee crisis has made Europe immeasurably less safe. It's not just the cultural impact, which I can go on to talk about, but the safety aspect is just ridiculous now. We're becoming like Israel. Putting more men on the streets with guns is not going to fix anything. We have to stop the insane policy of just opening the borders wide up to these people and letting them roam the continent, which is what's happening right now.
Yeah, it's a suicide impulse. Recently, I was with Tony Fabrizio, who is without any question one of the finest Republican pollsters and survey researchers in the country. And he spent substantial time in France working on the campaign of Marie Le Pen. And he was shocked to learn that in survey after survey, almost 80% of the French voters agreed with her views, yet a subset of them would not vote for her because they didn't like her father. Extraordinary. So they cut their own throats in this election. He's never seen, he tells me, a situation in which voters clearly voted against their own best interests. This is the suicide impulse we're dealing with in Europe today. By the way, Mr. Fabrizio, recovering from heart surgery, doing well. God bless you, Tony, and Godspeed. You're at InfoWars, and we'll be right back.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants. And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out. Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
In America's 240-plus year history, we have seen veterans from the first battles at Lexington and Concord right through to our military trying to take out ISIS today fight their hearts out and in many cases give the ultimate sacrifice. That's what this holiday and remembrance is all about, is those that made the ultimate sacrifice for the belief they were building a better world. This group of specials for 2017 Memorial Day are undoubtedly the biggest we've ever had on these items because we want to really memorialize the true trailblazers that put it all on the line and didn't talk but took action. We have over 1,000 high-quality products available that are discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. You add AutoShip, several of these are lost leaders. 65% off Coil Silver. You sign up for AutoShip, you get an additional 10% off and lock in the price. Super Mail, 30% off. Add the 10% off for auto ship, that's 40% off. These are our Memorial Day specials as we remember the fallen in defense of this republic, the true trailblazers on which all of us stand.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Before you slip into unconsciousness.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation. It's Roger Stone.
Welcome back. As they said, I'm Roger Stone, sitting in for Alex Jones. With me, Paul Joseph Watson. And we're going to be taking some more of your calls. Again, the number for questions either to Paul or myself is 800-259-9231. This is your chance to put the issues that face the country and the world front and center. If you have a question for Paul Joseph Watson or myself, your guest host, Roger Stone, now is the time. 800-259-9231. Let's go to the call board. And let's see, Carlos in Montreal. Carlos, welcome to InfoWars. Tell us your question.
Thank you, Mr. Stone. A pleasure. We are at a crossroads, as you mentioned earlier. You mentioned that the president of the United States, I'm going to refer to that, not Mr. Trump, the president of the United States is now in a position and in need of going on the offensive. The president of the United States, Mr. Trump, is a former businessman and one that doesn't have as many have pointed out, the levers of power yet well understood. So he's vulnerable to the criticism that he's using the tools of the presidency for self-preservation or for his own interest. I believe, and after some study, and I know that you are very experienced, and I appreciate the opportunity to speak to you, sir, that the president of the United States, the presidency, is under threat. People call them communists. I call them anarchists. And it is important that we look at the creation of, by Mr. Trump, the president, of an advisory panel comprised of the most accomplished experts in the Constitution that can advise him on the powers of the presidency. This must be done very publicly so that as he moves on to the next phase, as he must, he can have the confidence of the people that he's acting on the best interest as president of the United States, not as Mr. Trump using the powers of the presidency for his or his personal agenda. I'd like your opinion of that, sir, because it's very important.
Well, Carlos, I don't think it's a bad idea, although I'll tell you what I think the president should do immediately. He should direct the Attorney General Jeff Sessions to appoint former Georgia Congressman Bob Barr, an ex-U.S. attorney, as a special counsel to look into the activities of Susan Rice in unmasking the identities of Trump associates that were caught in what was most likely illegal surveillance of the Trump campaign or the Trump presidential transition. Mr. Hayden, Mr. Clapper, Mr. Brennan, Mr. Rogers, it's their turn to be in front of the grand jury, along with Susan Rice, Valerie Jarrett, and yes, perhaps even President Barack Obama himself. If they want to talk about crimes, if they want to talk about spying, if they want to talk about collusion, there's the best place to start. Paul, Joseph Watson, do you have any thoughts on this topic?
No, I agree, Roger. I mean, you definitely need to go on the offensive with these leakers. I think maybe using the Twitter account to go on the offensive in terms of narrative is a better idea than responding to things and continually re-highlighting the Russia investigation, because, of course, we know the agenda is they want to keep this collapse narrative going, that he's constantly on the ropes, on the back foot, in crisis. Whether it's actually happening in reality or not, that's the narrative they keep wanting to push. Now, this is feeding in, of course, to the civil unrest scenario, and we've got an article up on Infowars.com. Economist plot to overthrow Trump risks civil war in America. This is the same guy who predicted the 1987 Black Monday crash, so he's been accurate in the past. So we have these mass nationwide protests, Roger, on July the 2nd. From the same groups that have been behind some of the violence before, they're literally calling to overthrow Trump. All that is being legitimized by the media narrative. It has been for the past 18 months, you know, blaming Trump for violence that was meted out against his supporters. Meanwhile, Trump's actual administration, his power base, is being delegitimized. So they want to keep pushing that narrative that Trump is somehow illegitimate to legitimize this coup, which they're trying to pull off with the backing of these unhinged leftist mobs, which are all basically planning to have this giant riot on July the 2nd. So that should be at the front and center of Trump's play. And yeah, I agree with you. He needs to stay on the offensive and get ahead of the game in terms of him setting the narrative rather than allowing the media to do it.
Exactly right. This, by the way, was the classic mistake that Richard Nixon made when the deep state decided they had to take him down because, God knows, he was a peacemaker. Strategic arms limitations with the Russians, opening the door to the Chinese for a dialogue, ending the war in Vietnam. Good God, this man has to go. He's for peace. And other than the firing of Archibald Cox, Nixon was on defense the entire time, and he let his critics set the narrative. Donald Trump has the awesome investigative and prosecutorial power of the U.S. government and the support of the American people. He has the power to stop and confront the leftists, and that is what he must do. If anyone thinks that there's going to be a revolution in the streets to take down Donald Trump, they have another thing coming. I could not agree with you more, Paul. Let's go to Richard in Missouri. Richard, you have a question for Paul Joseph Watson or myself here at InfoWars.
No, sir. Actually, I don't really necessarily have a question, just really a comment, and to thank InfoWars for putting Trey Smith on. I've been listening to Trey Smith for a couple years now, been following him very close, and I was one of the people that did get to see his infamous Trump prophecy video. And he was in a time that where everybody was saying Donald Trump has no chance. He was the only man that knew that Donald Trump was going to win. And I'm just basically calling to put emphasis on the information that he has to offer. And, that's basically it. I thank you for taking my call.
All right. Well, I'm going to have a taco with Trey Smith tonight, and I'm going to try to catch that video between now and then. Thanks for calling. Mark in Arizona, what's on your mind? Mark, you're here at InfoWars with Paul Joseph Watson and Roger Stone.
It's an absolute pleasure to talk to you. And I guess my question is this, and it's real simple, when is somebody going to prison? There are so many crimes out there that are just so in your face that I kind of feel that if they want to stop the bleed and the leaks and everything in Washington right now, that put a couple people in prison, make that statement, and then it'll allow a lot of the others to really rethink what they're doing.
I couldn't agree more. The great lesson of Watergate, they told us, was that no person is above the law. Well, you can help. You see, Alex Jones and I have launched a petition at chargehillaryclinton.com, in which we hope to gather the signatures of hundreds of thousands of patriotic Americans to urge Attorney General Jeff Sessions to convene a grand jury and begin the exploration of the Clinton Foundation scandals. You see, the Clinton Foundation is not a charity. It's a slush fund for grifters. It was a vehicle for the facilitation of multi-million dollar bribes, and crimes have been committed. Now, the president, in a magnanimous gesture at the beginning of his administration, suggested that perhaps Hillary shouldn't be prosecuted. What has he gotten for this act of kindness and generosity? He's gotten viciously attacked by the Clinton machine, desperate to hang on to the last vestiges of respectability and, above all, money. So I could not agree with you more, Mark. It's time to lock her up. Let's go to Jessica in Michigan. A question for Paul Joseph Watson or myself here at InfoWars.
Hi, Roger. Actually, more just a comment again. You guys brought up earlier about people being, you know, afraid to wear that Trump gear and to let him know that he is supported. And we need to let him know he's supported. We need to write our congresspeople, especially here in Michigan. We have, like, Debbie Stabenow, people way on the left. We need to let them know that any attempt to impeach him is not going to work. And people need to be writing because it will work. And I just want to say, another great way is supporting the broadcast here. I just got my Secret 12 and my Liver Shield. Love them, along with all the bone broth products and everything else. And I just love you guys, and that's it.
Well, God bless you, Jessica. We really appreciate the support here at InfoWars. And you make a good point. The First Amendment-oriented T-shirts at the InfoWarsStore.com, Trump is my president, Trump Pence 2020, Hillary for prison 2017. These T-shirts are going to show up in the Smithsonian, folks. They're a limited edition. They won't be around forever, but there's never a better way to be a walking billboard for your support for both InfoWars and the president. So go to the store now, get your First Amendment-oriented T-shirt, wear it proudly, and when the liberals get in your face, tell them to stick it. I think we have time for a closing comment here. Paul, you want to close this out?
No, exactly, Roger. That's the thing. I mean, we shouldn't be afraid and obsessed of what other people think. That is the ultimate sense of freedom, when you don't care what other people think. So be bold, be brave, and wear your opinion, wear your viewpoint on your sleeve.
All right. I'm turning over the baton to Paul Joseph Watson. I thank you for joining me here on InfoWars.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In America's 240-plus year history, we have seen veterans from the first battles at Lexington and Concord right through to our military trying to take out ISIS today, fight their hearts out, and in many cases give the ultimate sacrifice. That's what this holiday and remembrance is all about. Is those that made the ultimate sacrifice for the belief they were building a better world. This group of specials for 2017 Memorial Day are undoubtedly the biggest we've ever had on these items, because we want to really memorialize the true trailblazers that put it all on the line and didn't talk but took action. We have over 1,000 high-quality products available that are discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. You add AutoShip, several of these are lost leaders. 65% off Coil Silver. You sign up for AutoShip, you get an additional 10% off and lock in the price. Super Mail, 30% off. Add the 10% off for auto ship, that's 40% off. These are our Memorial Day specials as we remember the fallen in defense of this republic, the true trailblazers on which all of us stand.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We're back live on the fourth hour of The Alex Jones Show. Now, isn't it always the left that blames conservatives for lowering the tone, while themselves lowering the tone? We have more examples of that today. TMZ is reporting Kathy Griffin beheads President Trump. This is a tolerant liberal, Kathy Griffin. Never heard of her. Apparently a celebrity. I'll take their word for it. Kathy Griffin wants Donald Trump's head, but she wants it bloody and detached from his body. Look at the picture. Absolutely insane. Look at the look in her eyes as she holds aloft this mock decapitated Donald Trump head, which looks, it's a spookily close likeness, and just look at the cold stare in her eyes. Gives you chills down the back of your spine. This is the moderate sober left. Yeah, it's conservatives that are lowering the tone, isn't it? Remember the rodeo there in, I think it was Missouri State, where the rodeo clown was wearing an Obama mask. He was fired for wearing a rubber Obama mask a few years ago. Now you have Kathy Griffin holding aloft a mock decapitated Donald Trump head. She'll be praised for her bravery, her virtue signaling by her Hollywood peers, her fellow leftists. Because again, the left can act completely deranged, completely unhinged, so long as it's anti-Trump, you know, it's performance art, or it's perfectly acceptable. They're the ones who blame us for lowering the tone. They lower the tone time and time again. Oh, but Robert De Niro said that Trump is turning the US into a, quote, tragic dumbass comedy, which is kind of ironic, given that tragic dumbass comedy describes almost every movie Robert De Niro has been in for the past 20 years. His career is on its backside. It's failing. He hasn't been in a good movie since 1995. But he'll tell you everything he thinks about Donald Trump over and over again, threatening to punch him. He really needs to punch his agent since his career is completely flatlining right now. But now he's out again saying that Donald Trump has turned the US into a tragic dumbass comedy, which in fact describes his career since the mid-90s. But again, leftist celebrities lowering the tone. They will also attack Trump supporters, blame Trump supporters for things completely unconnected with them. This is a headline out of The Hill. Portland mayor wants Trump free speech rally cancelled after attack. The mayor of Portland, Oregon, is calling for a Trump free speech rally to be cancelled after a man directing anti-Muslim rhetoric at two women fatally stabbed two men and injured a third this weekend, according to the Associated Press. Now, you probably saw this story. It was, of course, Jeremy Christian shouting hate slogans at these two Muslim women. Three men defend the women, and two of them end up being stabbed to death. The other one is expected to recover. But what was the narrative in the immediate aftermath of this incident? Oh, and by the way, I decry actual right-wing extremists that go out and kill people. That's horrible. That's just as bad as when someone on the left does it, and it should be disavowed. And yet they accuse us of politicizing every violent, tragic incident in the immediate aftermath. What did they do with this violent, tragic incident? They politicized it in the immediate aftermath. Difference is, they got it completely wrong. They claim that this Jeremy Christian, this murderer, this racist, was a Donald Trump supporter. They still claim it today. His Facebook posts were released. He's a Bernie Sanders voter. He was pro-Jill Stein. In fact, he said, this is his quote, "I'm going to kill everybody who voted for Trump or Hillary." He then did a later Facebook post and said he didn't vote for Donald Trump. Yet suddenly, Donald Trump supporter murders Muslim women, or at least the people who were defending the Muslim women. He's a racist murderer, and he supported Donald Trump. He actually didn't. He wanted to kill Donald Trump supporters, but we won't talk about that. We'll just talk about it for 24 hours, and then it comes out that it's the exact opposite narrative to what they claimed. They'll just let it go quietly into the night. This guy was an atheist extremist. He said he would kill all monotheists. So he hated all religion, Islam, Christians, he hated them all. He wasn't a Trump supporter. He wanted to kill Trump supporters. He went to a Donald Trump rally and said he was going to, quote, false flag it by doing a Nazi salute to frame Donald Trump supporters. He said it would be a psyop, a Sieg Heil to embarrass the free speech movement. In fact, at that very rally, Trump supporters asked police to remove him from the scene. The guy was clearly deranged. He was a Bernie Sanders supporter. He was later for Jill Stein's recount. He was a social justice warrior. He wanted to literally kill Trump supporters. And what did the media frame him as? A Trump supporter. Just another example of the completely unhinged narrative that is framing this attempt to delegitimize Trump's administration and portray his supporters, his voters, as violent, unhinged racists, when that's exactly what the left is. We'll be back live on the Alex Jones Show. Breaking news at Infowars.com.
Don't go away. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
In America's 240-plus year history, we have seen veterans from the first battles at Lexington and Concord right through to our military trying to take out ISIS today fight their hearts out and in many cases give the ultimate sacrifice. That's what this holiday and remembrance is all about. Is those that made the ultimate sacrifice for the belief they were building a better world. This group of specials for 2017 Memorial Day are undoubtedly the biggest we've ever had on these items because we want to really memorialize the true trailblazers that put it all on the line and didn't talk but took action. We have over 1,000 high-quality products available that are discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. You add AutoShip, several of these are lost leaders. 65% off Coil Silver. You sign up for AutoShip, you get an additional 10% off and lock in the price. Super Mail, 30% off. Add the 10% off for auto ship, that's 40% off. These are our Memorial Day specials as we remember the fallen in defense of this republic, the true trailblazers on which all of us stand.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We're back on The Alex Jones Show live. We're going to go to a video in a second, The Truth About Refugees, which is highly, highly crucial video for you to get out there and share. I've talked about what's in the video before, but I've really encapsulated it in this, I think it's a 12, 13-minute video. We're going to go to that in a moment. First of all, Syrian refugee arrested in Germany over alleged terror plot. German police have arrested a 17-year-old Syrian refugee who is accused of plotting a suicide attack in the capital, Berlin. He arrived in Germany in 2015 as a registered asylum seeker, after which he was placed in a home for unaccompanied refugee children, even though most of them who claim to be children are over 18, 3 out of 4 in the case of Sweden. The boy apparently left his family members to pursue jihad. A search of the boy's room was ongoing on Tuesday afternoon. It's just a boy. It's just a little boy. He's just 17. He's probably in reality like 35, like all the rest of them. But again, Syrian refugee came into Germany in 2015, planned a suicide bombing attack in Berlin. We had the other individual in Germany this past summer who blew himself up outside a music concert, another refugee. disastrous policy, yet Merkel is more popular than ever, it seems. They just love it over there. But again, this goes to the heart of the problem. Allowing these people in completely unvetted, the real source of the cancer is these NGO rescue boats, which are literally and criminally acting as a taxi service for refugees. The true reality of this crisis is not known by 99.99% of the population, who will virtue signal all day about refugees welcome without knowing anything about what's really happening. And this is the video which will explain that. This is the truth about refugees. Here it is.
This is the shocking truth behind the Syrian refugee crisis that has been hidden from the public. Those boatloads of Africans you see on their way to Europe, yeah, well, for one, they're not coming from Syria, the clue being that they're African, and two, they're not refugees. They've not been rescued off the coast of Italy. Governments and aid agencies want you to believe that these people have struggled in flimsy fishing boats and dinghies to make it all the way across the Mediterranean. That's total BS. This is the insane reality of what's actually happening. The migrants pay people smugglers €1,500 each. They're not destitute refugees. The people smugglers then transport the migrants to a position just 12 miles off the coast of Libya. Just 12 miles. They then send out a distress call and the migrants are picked up by EU and NGO vessels. It's literally a taxi service straight to Europe. As the Spectator's Nicholas Farrell exposes, there's reason to suspect that the people smugglers are actually in direct contact with aid agencies, which is why they're so often first on the scene to rescue migrant boats. And this is a criminal offence. The law states that the refugees should be taken to the nearest safe port, which would be Tunisia. But these NGOs are taking them straight to Italy. As you can see in this marinetraffic.com illustration, the NGO boats are leaving Italy, travelling to right off the coast of Libya, just off the coast, then returning to Italy with their human cargo. It's literally a taxi service. And isn't it ironic that the only time these boats are diverted from Sicily is when G7 elitists are in town? It's a security threat for them to be faced with the very crisis they created. An investigation in Italy found that most of the NGO ships are German. Even the EU border agency Frontex accused aid agencies of helping, quote, criminals achieve their objectives. The people smugglers contact the aid agencies directly, knowing they won't be arrested. Quote, since June 2016, many boats have been rescued near the Libyan coast by aid agency vessels without any prior distress call, suggesting the rendezvous has been prearranged. Italian prosecutor Carmelo Zaccaro says he has evidence of phone calls between criminal people smugglers and NGOs like Save the Children, Proactiva Open Arms, and SOS Mediterranee. George Soros, Open Society-backed foundations like Avaz.org, Medicine Sans Frontiers, and MoveOn.org are also allegedly involved. Soros invested $500 million to, quote, help refugees, some of which is going straight to these NGOs. ISIS is also offering migrants free passage through the Mediterranean if they join the terror group. So in some cases, they're actually footing the bill for these migrants to pay the people smugglers, who in turn are in communication with the NGOs. This is a complete scandal and a huge security threat, yet virtually nobody knows that this is the primary method by which refugees are pouring into Europe. Just 2.65% of migrants arriving in Italy are awarded asylum status. They're not refugees. Half of them disappear on arrival and don't even claim asylum. Over 200,000 migrants are arriving in Italy alone via this method every single year. And that's only going to increase. If you think there'll come a point where the number of migrants pouring into Europe slows to a trickle, then think again. If we continue these disastrous policies, it's only going to get worse. Much worse. Africa's population is exploding. Look at the countries surrounding Libya. Niger's population is set to almost quadruple in the next 3 decades, from 20 million to 72 million. Chad's population is set to leap from 14 million to 35 million. Sudan is heading towards 80 million. Egypt, 152 million. Ethiopia, 189 million. Nigeria, 400 million. And I haven't even included those arriving from the Middle East. The character of a place is determined by the people who live there. You can't flood European cities with tens of millions of people from the Middle East and Africa and expect it to remain the same. Eventually, it's going to start to feel less like Europe and more like the Middle East and Africa. Look at what's happening in southern Italy, where these migrants are arriving. Once a holiday paradise, Sicily is now the scene of a turf war between the Italian mafia and African crime gangs. Listen to what the mayor of Palermo said. Quote, Palermo is no longer an Italian town. It's no longer European. You can walk in the city and feel like you're in Istanbul or Beirut. Palermo is a Middle Eastern town in Europe. In other countries, the evidence is pretty clear that this grand experiment in cultural enrichment isn't working. Migrants are responsible for 90% of shootings in Sweden. A report by Germany's Interior Ministry found that an extra 402,741 crimes were committed by migrants, with non-Germans accounting for 27.6% of total offences. 500,000 migrants in Germany are on welfare benefits. Gang rapes of girls and women are becoming commonplace. Women in Paris are now protesting against constant abuse and harassment by gangs of migrant men.
To demonstrate the kind of reaction they get from men, they visit a local cafe with a hidden camera. Before they even get inside, their presence seems to disturb the other clients. There are only men in here, and they're not very welcoming.
Le mieux c'est d'attendre dehors.
Pourquoi?
Ici, il y a que des hommes.
Bah, c'est pas grave, on vit dans un monde où il y a des hommes et des femmes. Ça vous dérange, vous?
Moi, c'est pour vous.
Non, pour moi.
The bar owner doesn't want to talk.
Ah bon?
The other customers, meanwhile, are uncomfortable.
Mais je m'en fous, on va se faire discrète, petite, dans un coin.
Il y a que des mecs dans ce café.
Et comment que c'est normal qu'il y a que des mecs? Imagine que tu veux prendre un café avec une cousine, une amie, ta femme. Tu le... Non?
Normal. Ma cousine, elle reste chez elle.
Ta cousine, elle reste chez elle. Ah bon?
Elle fait ce qu'elle veut, mais pas avec moi. Ben voilà, dans ce café, il n'y a pas de mixité.
Et est-ce que c'est normal?
Mais à Sevran, on n'est pas à Paris.
Même à Sevran, c'est la France.
C'est en 93.
Et alors, le 80... Et alors
à Paris, c'est des mentalités différentes. C'est comme en fait.
For a woman, going into a bar here is breaking a taboo.
Murders by migrants are daily news. Even leftists who help migrants reach Italy admit that many of them support ISIS.
He said they were processing men, adults in their 30s, who all had phones with ISIS stuff on the phones. They were being separated when they were being handed over to the authorities with the information explaining that these guys, you know, had all this on their phones and what their ages were, and they were just being put processed through. There was nothing, they weren't being separated out, they just all went through with everything else.
Germany and Italy are forcibly confiscating private property to house migrants. PostNord announced it would stop mail delivery to the migrant suburb of Rinkeby because it's too unsafe. And people who complain about any of this are being put on hate crime blacklists. Social media giants are censoring accurate reporting as hate speech. What's the solution to this crisis? Well, it isn't to pander to racism, xenophobia, or to resort to futile stunts and identitarian vigilantism. In fact, that only emboldens leftists and the institutions they control to pursue their policies with more vigour, prolonging their delusion that they have the moral high ground. You're also not going to convince reasonable-minded people by becoming right-wing social justice warriors. It just turns people off. Listen, the individual migrants aren't to blame for trying to escape to a better life. If I lived in a poverty-stricken African country, I'd try to do the same, and so would you. But again, that's economic migration. It's not refugees fleeing war-torn countries. It's fundamentally dishonest to call it a refugee crisis when it's not. 85% of migrants arriving in Italy are men. The vast majority of them are from countries that are not at war. But migrants didn't create this crisis. The political elite created it. Leftist NGOs created it. They created it because they fundamentally hate Western values and are quite prepared to destroy them to remain in power. Europe's loss of faith in its own achievements and culture. The continent's demographic collapse. This guilt-ridden self-immolation. This suicidal virtue signalling that led to Merkel to swing the borders wide open. It's all based on an existential crisis engineered by the leftist political elite, ensconced in ivory towers and luxury hotels, shuttled between banquets and private parties by their chauffeurs. They don't have to live amongst the societal crises that they create. They don't care about the impact millions of unassimilated migrants have on society or culture. They only care about power. They replaced what defined the West, rule of law, equality, with the empty platitudes of tolerance and diversity. And it's been catastrophic. The EU wants to force member states to accept more migrants. Macron is threatening sanctions on Poland for refusing to do that. The only solution is to turf out those political elites and prosecute the NGOs for their criminal activity. The solution is to provide incentives for these migrants to stay in their home countries. The solution is to push for a political settlement that unites Libya, something that's moving closer to fruition. A unification that empowers a single authority to plug the leak by arresting and jailing the people smugglers. This will also stop the flood of migrants from other African countries entering Libya in the first place. And if it's proven that members of NGOs have been coordinating with people smugglers, arrest and jail them too. Don't incentivize people smuggling by allowing NGO boats to be on standby to ferry these migrants into Europe at the drop of a hat. Italy could be about to prosecute these aid agencies, and we need to keep the pressure up to ensure that happens. There's an election in Italy next year. Polls show Beppe Grillo's five-star movement with a slender lead over the ruling centre-left party. The five-star movement has called out NGOs for providing a taxi service to migrants. If they take power, the racket is over and the aid agencies will face prosecution. The flood of migrants into Europe from Libya will cease. France chose virtual national suicide by voting for Macron, but Italy still has an opportunity to save itself and possibly the rest of the continent by electing Beppe Grillo. Look, free speech protests are going to do F all to stop these migrants pouring in every day. Railing against the symptoms, railing against Islam, and hey, I'm guilty as charged for doing that. But it doesn't count for anything. We need to stop these boats. We need criminal prosecutions and a permanent change of policy. The cultural identity of Europe is already being eviscerated. This isn't about race. It's about the survival of our fundamental values and our way of life. We need to stop the bleeding now, before it's too late.
That is the truth about refugees. It's up on the Prison Planet Live channel right now. Get it out. This is a key video to fully explain. Most people don't know the detail of this, how these boats are going 12 miles off the coast of Libya, picking up many of whom will be ISIS sympathizers, at least, or even ISIS members, as ISIS have offered to pay them, for them in turn to pay the people smugglers who then communicate with the NGOs. They're under criminal investigation in Italy. We need to push for that. The video is the truth about refugees. Sweden. Would you take a look at what happened last night in Sweden? What happens every night in Sweden? Well, we have another story out of Sweden. This is up on Infowars.com. Sweden. 3 out of 4 child refugees are actually adults. A new study by the Swedish National Board of Medicines has found that 3 out of 4 so-called child refugees are actually adults. What a surprise. Another illustration of how European people are being massively deceived about the true nature of the migrant crisis. So they were given 4,200 orders from basically the Swedish government to conduct medical assessments of asylum seekers who claim to be under the age of 18. Of these, just 4% were female. 4%, which again gives you an idea of the fact that the vast majority of migrants pouring in are men, working age men, military age men, if you want to call it that way. So 4% are female. They carried out an x-ray examination of the wisdom teeth and a magnetic camera survey of the knee joint on 581 individuals. The results found that 442 were aged 18 or older. So that's about 76% of the people they analyzed who claimed they were child refugees were not child refugees. Now, if you go to scroll down in the article, you can see some of the examples of people who have claimed to be child refugees. If you scroll down to the photos there in the article, one of whom, you can see him there, That's him taking part in a running competition with a bunch of 14-year-olds. That's right. Saad Al-Soud, an Iraqi refugee, he claims to be 14. This guy, a Somalian immigrant named Yusuf Kali Noor, claims to be 15. Despite being 6 foot tall and having to regularly shave his beard and mustache, he stabbed someone to death, by the way. These guys turned up in Stockholm in 2015, claiming they were child refugees. That's what their signs say. Yeah. Literally, they're in there. Probably late 20s, some of them early 30s. These guys turned up in the UK. We were told they were child refugees. Again, what does he look like? Late 20s, early 30s? Absolutely incredible. Those are the child refugees arriving in Europe. And many of the countries are like, oh, well, we can't take adult refugees, but we'll take the children. Turns out, these ain't kids. They've done the analysis. 76% are adults. We have another story out of Breitbart. 48 out of 50 Moroccan migrants who claimed to be underage were adults. So again, it's the same in Morocco. Again, applying for asylum in Sweden, claim to be underage, they're adults. They're always adults in the vast majority of cases. It's a huge scam. This isn't a child refugee crisis. There are actual refugees. We can deal with them. We can give them safe harbor, safe zones in Syria. This mass migration into Europe is an economic migrant invasion. It's got nothing to do with the refugee crisis. We'll be back on the Alex Jones Show live, Infowars.com. Don't go away.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
In America's 240-plus year history, we have seen veterans from the first battles at Lexington and Concord right through to our military trying to take out ISIS today fight their hearts out and in many cases give the ultimate sacrifice. That's what this holiday and remembrance is all about. Is those that made the ultimate sacrifice for the belief they were building a better world. This group of specials for 2017 Memorial Day are undoubtedly the biggest we've ever had on these items because we want to really memorialize the true trailblazers that put it all on the line and didn't talk but took action. We have over 1,000 high-quality products available that are discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. You add auto ship, several of these are loss leaders. 65% off colloidal silver. You sign up for auto ship, you get an additional 10% off and lock in the price. Super Mail, 30% off. Add the 10% off for auto ship, that's 40% off. These are our Memorial Day specials as we remember the fallen in defense of this republic, the true trailblazers on which all of us stand.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Go back. It's the final segment of the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I want to direct your attention to the Memorial Day special at InfoWarsStore.com. We have BrainForce Plus available at a huge discount. It's now just $20.96. That's almost half off of retail. Flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind with the all-new BrainForce Plus. 20% more capsules and a critically enhanced formula featuring a new brand new ingredient and increased potency for the same low price. It's 47% off for a limited time only as part of this Memorial Day special. That is a huge opportunity to stock up on BrainForce Plus, which I personally take and highly recommend as the top neural activator available right now. It's huge discount, 40% off, 47% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We have Emrex Essentials, 20% less than national brands and 25% off auto ship. So that's a total of 45% off Emrex Essentials. Organic household products, again, you're going to buy these anyway. It's the shampoo, it's the cleaning agents. You're going to buy them anyway. Why not buy them from us? Free of toxic ingredients. Emrex Essentials, available right now at a huge combined discount, 45% off at InfoWarsStore.com. You also have the Conservatism is a New Counterculture mugs available at the store. Brand new, high quality, chunky mugs. Trigger a libtard today. Literally monetize liberal tears and help support the survival of this network. As we deal with constant attacks, as we deal with the adpocalypse on YouTube, which has basically wiped out revenue for many other people, we rely on you and you only, and you've been able to support us through the hard times, and you continue to do so by getting the products at InfoWarsStore.com. Talked about Sweden, my favourite subject of all time. Let's talk about it again. This is out of Westminster, Sweden. 150 forced marriage cases since 2014. Since the law against forced marriages in Sweden was first introduced in 2014, wonder why they had to introduce that law, a shocking 150 cases have been reported to the police, yet according to a new report, only one case has ever resulted in a prosecution. They had a case where the youngest reported child bride was 4 years old. Let that sink in. 4 years old. What kind of messed up culture wants four-year-old toddlers to get married, for Christ's sake? And that case wasn't even prosecuted. That's Sweden for you. Land of liberal tolerance during the tolerance of four-year-old forced marriages. During the same three-year period, 48 cases of female genital mutilation, another progressive virtue, were reported to authorities. Not a single case has been prosecuted because, again, just like the Muslim migrant rapist that trafficked girls for about 15 years in numerous different cities in the UK, to prosecute them might be racist, so we're not even going to talk about it. Meanwhile, over in Pakistan, woman 19 is sentenced to death by stoning for adultery after she was raped at gunpoint by her cousin. The 19-year-old woman has been sentenced to death in Pakistan after she accused her cousin of raping her at gunpoint. The woman said she was asleep at her family home. When the attack happened, she reported the crime to the local panchayat, a tribal court that operates outside of the official justice system, but was told she had intentionally seduced her attacker. So it was her fault. She's been sentenced to death by stoning. This is literally the culture that we're importing into Europe, and it's being cheerleaded by the left. This is what they love. This is what they chant Allah Akbar for at their rallies. They love it. They're embracing it. The hijab is an icon of feminism. They're just absolutely overjoyed that we're introducing this completely regressive culture. Trump finally starts blocking verified leftist trolls in his Twitter mentions. That's what I encourage them to do, so leftists can't spam it. Now they're all crying in the corner, blubbering, special snowflakes triggered. Some people are talking about lawsuits against the president. Absolutely deranged. That's going to wrap it up for the Alex Jones Show. Breaking news at InfoWars.com.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.